Mom's Talking. Just a couple of moms talking.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Mom's Talking. This is Patty, and I'm here all alone this week in our super secret sort of studio. The moms are all getting real busy with the holiday season, doing some traveling, and so we could not get a group together this week, but there were a couple things that we've been talking about, and I just wanted to take a moment to comment on, and I'll just say this week, some of the things I'm going to say we're not all in agreement on, and so hopefully we'll have a chance to hear what the other moms think about some of this stuff when they're back. All I can do this week is tell you what I've been thinking about, and I'm happy to still have a chance to podcast because this is therapy for me and helps me think through some of the horrible things that are happening and try and put it in some perspective so that we can talk to you. So there's just a couple things that I'm going to touch on. And as most people know, I'm kind of obsessed with the Me Too movement. And this past week, Senator Al Franken did resign. And we had a lot of discussion among the moms about that. I feel like I know Al Franken or guys like him. He's a little bit older than me, but I grew up with a lot of guys who were smart and funny and socially awkward, but basically wanted to do good things in the world. And I was really sad when I heard he was going to resign. Do I think he was targeted? I do. Do I think he was an easy mark being a comedian? I do. He always has been. Do I think there's a difference between inappropriate behavior and harassment? I do. And I know when Kirsten Gillibrand, the senator from New York, was calling for his resignation, I was a little bit perturbed by that. Usually I agree with her on everything. But I really questioned that. And I thought maybe, you know, my position originally was that he should get his hearing with the ethics committee. And then I read an article by one of the women that was accusing him of inappropriate behavior. And she said that at a campaign event, she had taken a photo with him and he had grabbed her around the waist and given her a squeeze. And I thought to myself, he's resigning over this? This is too much. This does not call for a resignation. But then that article sat with me for the rest of that day and actually triggered a memory of my own that I had put aside. And I'm trying to think how long ago this was, probably 15 years ago, a new boss who replaced a woman who had been a mentor to me and who I think was unfairly fired. This guy came in and was condescending and obviously questioned my abilities. And when he started to realize that I was good at my job and was smart and capable, he warmed up to me and he showed it by giving me an inappropriate squeeze in a public setting, not unlike the one described in that article. And I had totally put that out of my mind. I had already planned to leave that job. I had another offer on the table. And that squeeze was real. I remember thinking that is creepy, but I'm on my way out of here anyways. And I don't have to work with that guy anymore. But what if I had to stay in that job? What if I didn't have another job to go to? What if I had to keep working with that guy? And so although I'm sorry to lose Al Franken, someone who stands up for women in a public way, to lose him as a senator, I'm also glad that we're holding men accountable for those microaggressions that make women uncomfortable in the workplace, that make us feel condescended to, that make us feel unsafe, that make us feel that we are not on equal footing with the men in the marketplace and the men in the workplace, that we can be manhandled. So I think his resignation was a really good thing for the Me Too movement. It was a tough thing for Democrats, but I'm grateful to him for doing it. I don't care about what he said in his speech. Some people said he didn't apologize enough. I still feel like he took one for women. And I don't know that he took that he did this for Democrats as a whole. I hope that this is part of Democrats reclaiming the moral high ground on these issues. And even more importantly, I hope this is about Democrats becoming the women's party. It's a moment that went way beyond where I thought the Me Too movement was going to go. It's something that I wouldn't have asked for. I would have tolerated this kind of behavior, and I probably shouldn't have. So to Kirsten Gillibrand and to Al Franken, and to the other Democratic senators who asked for his resignation, thank you. You acted in my best interest. I'm grateful for that. So I think the next step is that we have to figure out how we handle these situations when the bad actor is not a politician or a Hollywood producer. And what if it doesn't involve touching? What if it's the kind of microaggressions that are harder to pin down as inappropriate? I'm still struggling with that. I care a lot less about being liked these days. And I care a lot less about being nice. But I still struggle with how that's going to advantage or disadvantage me in the workplace. Just the other day, a contractor I'm supervising asked me if he could correct some of my work. And I stumbled over my response. I'm still asking myself if I was being defensive. But I really don't think he would have had the balls to pose that question to a man. At the time, I laughed it off and told him if he wants to spend his time in that way. He was asking if he could correct some of the spacing in a presentation. And I told him to go ahead. But when he sent me the revised document by email, I responded with a, "Thanks, but I'm already making modifications to the original." I think we're all figuring out how to handle these situations, and women in particular. And I think men are going to be surprised by the way women respond to some of the things that they used to say and do, and we just brushed it off. We'll see. I do hope we can start thinking about how we're going to let people redeem themselves, though. We have a really puritanical notion in this country that we should live with our mistakes forever and pay for them forever. But people do change, opinions change. You know, as Al Franken said, he did nothing while he was a senator to dishonor the institution. All of these complaints took place before they were about events that took place before he was actually in office. And so the question is, you know, is he a different person now, and should that person be allowed to serve? I understand, though, it's a slippery slope. You know, where do we go from inappropriate grabbing to, you know, sliding down to trying to date 14-year-olds? And, you know, where do we put our marker on that sliding scale? I was kind of thinking that the Ethics Committee might be a place where some useful discussion could take place, and we could work out some of these things. But right now, I don't think there's enough adults in Congress for us to have that discussion. And we certainly, as long as we're allowing a confessed harasser to stay in the White House, all of those discussions just seem pointless. So until we hold the harasser in chief accountable, I don't know that we can make much more progress on this topic. But we are moving forward, and that's great. So I have a yes, no. My yes is Time Magazine's cover for Person of the Year, and then putting the Silence Breakers on the cover. But in particular, I'm going to take what might be an unpopular position on that and say, I'm really glad that they included Taylor Swift. And I know that that's controversial. A lot of people say, well, we should have highlighted the less powerful women, that they might have taken more of a chance coming forward. But for those of you who don't know, Taylor Swift, the pop star, sued a man who grabbed her ass during a photo opportunity. And then he tried to sue her for defamation, and she sued him back for $1, and she won. So she did it for the principal, not for the money. And she didn't have to do that, right? She didn't have to go to court and make it a public debate. And she did. And by doing that, she made a statement for other women. And whether or not you like her music, whether or not you like her personality, she's a role model to a lot of young women. And a lot of young women who don't follow the news in general, who don't go to Harvey Weinstein's films and don't follow politics, they know that Taylor Swift won this lawsuit. So I think it's really important that she was included. And I also think it's really important that we don't make a sport out of ragging on powerful women who take a stand and stand up for themselves. I think that that habit is part of what kept Hillary out of the White House. Just because she's rich and powerful doesn't mean she's being shrill because she stood up for herself. And it doesn't mean that she deserves to stand up for herself any less than any other woman. So that's my yes. My no, I think this is, and I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me on this one too, but it's got to be Michael Che's Gretchen sketch on Saturday Night Live. He went undercover as a liberal white woman, and all I've seen is praise for it, but I got to say it felt a little misogynist to me. Liberal white women are a lot more complex than were portrayed in Che's Gretchen skit. And they're not all rich. They're not all trying to marry a prince. A lot of them understand that the royal family is a patriarchal institution. They're not all mean to other women. That's all true of some women, but not all liberal white women. They're also doing a lot of the work of the resistance and are trying hard to be good allies. So they may be late to the party, but if they jump on you for being politically insensitive, maybe it's because they're being hypervigilant and are trying to make up for some of the terrible behavior of some conservative white women. Some of those white women who do horrible things like vote for Trump and Roy Moore. So I don't really understand the reason for criticizing or making fun of liberal white women. I think part of the skit was supposed to show that they do have to deal with misogyny, but that's I don't know if that's news to anybody. So anyways, I'd be interested to hear what everybody else thought about that. Tell me what you think about Taylor Swift. Tell me what you think about Michael Che's skit. And tell me what you think about Al Franken. And hopefully all the moms will be back next week. Oh, it wouldn't be a mom's talking without Arrow barking. hopefully the other moms will be back next week. And we'll get their point of view on all of these things. All right. This is one left coast, left-leaning mom, suburban mom, just talking about the things that matter to me and trying to figure out how to make the world a better place for my kid and for everybody. And we'll see you back next week on the next episode of Moms Talking.
Just a couple of moms talking.